views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Hey, welcome everyone. I am David and you're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio on Transformation Talk Radio Network. Well, today I'm going it solo and I have the opportunity to share with you something that's very important to me personally on my spiritual path, and that is exercise. And I believe that it's a spiritual necessity for today, because to really be at our peak and performance in our jobs and to do those things that we truly desire to do to be our best and to share our light with the world, it's important to be balanced in body, mind, and soul. And of course, the first of those three is the body. And last year I released a wonderful book called Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, How to Charge Your Energy Field with Light and Spiritual Radiance. And I'd like to read to you just a little bit from this book on this subject, because I've mentioned exercise twice in the book. And the first is in chapter 34, the second half of the book. And I wrote, exercise brings a natural transparency to the auric field. Physical exercise, pranic breathing, laughter, and movement unclog blockages that prevent light from flowing. If you are depressed or not at your spiritual peak, develop a practice of exercise that you like and will do consistently. Walking, hiking, swimming, biking, rebounding, yoga, and even lots of laughter. Regular exercise increases the life force within the entire body and excises problematic mindsets and energy patterns. When you exercise, you invite the stream of God's consciousness into your life through the Holy Spirit. So I share later in the book that in my youth, I was involved in all kinds of exercise and sports, and that I think it helped me to build a very strong and vital body that I could then use throughout my life to do the spiritual work that I've been engaged in. And I know that for many people, they really require this exercise on a regular basis in order to be who they truly are, happy, fulfilled, joyous, and just vibrating at a certain frequency of divine love and harmony and peace. So what types of exercise are important for us to engage in? I think it's different for each person. However, I just recently kind of had a little revelation in my own mind and heart, and I realized that there's really a threefold flame or a three-tiered approach to exercise that I feel is really important for us to understand. And I'm going to give you this understanding, because I think that if we only engage in one of these, we can actually still be imbalanced somewhat. You know, you've seen pictures of bodybuilders that are just super muscular, and yet are they flexible? I mean, can they actually touch their toes? You've seen other people that are great maybe at one particular sport. They may be strong or whatever, but are they, you know, are they happy? So in my mind, this threefold approach is the following. we require for the blue, which is kind of the power part of our beings, the exercising of our body temple with our bones, our muscles, our tendons, our ligaments. You know, a little bit of weight training or resistance is important, especially later in life for those of us who are aging, to have that core strength. The yellow, which is also very important, is flexibility. And I think we all have heard that yoga is excellent at this. A lot of those in professional sports and in NCAA and college and others, and even down into the youth, do stretching exercises, including yoga now, to have that elasticity of their muscles, tendons, and ligaments so that they don't tear easily. So Tai Chi, Qigong, various types of yoga, including Hatha yoga, are excellent for this flexibility. And my wife and I do the 5 Tibetan rites daily. It's a type of, take 10 minutes of exercise. It's very much like yoga, some stretching that really gets us going in the day, in the morning, and actually helps with the, what we call the spinning of the chakras. Now, the third area is aerobics. And this is where we breathe deeply and we energetically get engaged in more activity that's a little bit more intense, like swimming, hiking, where our circulation is accelerated. Our blood is flowing throughout our body. And, you know, just through weight training, we get a certain amount of that through repetitions. And through flexibility in yoga, there's a lot of breathing involved there too. Yet sometimes I think it's important for us to engage in something where we do sweat, and, you know, running, hiking, walking fast is important. So these three core activities where we engage the blue, the yellow, and the pink, weight training or resistance, flexibility, and then aerobics, where we really get our circulation and our breathing and our blood flowing, I think brings balance and harmony to us. And so an approach that you may desire to take is to kind of create a chart and follow that chart. And maybe you do two of these a day, or you do one a day and you alternate. And then by the end of the week, all 7 days, you've actually engaged in all three of these a number of times. And I believe if you do this, you will have a body temple that's very resilient, flexible, healthy, and it will just bring you so much more joy and a sense of well-being. So in exercise, I think we all know that consistency and discipline and repetition are important. If we have starts and stops, if we engage, you know, after we make our New Year resolution for a little time and we do something for maybe a few weeks or even a few months, and then we kind of go back to old patterns and don't have that consistency and discipline, we don't make the long-term progress that we could. So I believe in starting out very slowly and increasing just a little bit more each day if we can, and fulfilling that discipline throughout our busy lives, so that we know that our body will be happy and we can be reliant upon this consistency through repetition. Like today, I went to the local outdoor pool in Livingston, Montana, and swam 40 lengths of the pool, which is 100 feet long, so that I figured that's 3/4 of a mile. And I really wasn't too tired. I just had to get back to my office to prepare for the show today. Otherwise, I would have done a whole mile. Yet what happened for me is I built up to that by doing 1/4 mile and then just gradually increasing a little bit each day. So back to this book on the aura. Chapter 41, Exercising the Aura, is a very, very important chapter of this book. And I said here, we create balance through harmonious physical activity, and we can establish a greater foundation and ability to use our auras for higher and more divine purposes. If we are unhealthy, then how can we really utilize our auras for the benefit of mankind? How can we charge forth that light energy of divine intelligence throughout the world through our mission, our vision, whatever our passions are, if we're spending too much time at home in bed or not, you know, being vital? I share in the book, all the spiritual components of our lives are built on the foundation of the balance of earth, water, air, and fire. We require exercise to make the heart pump, the lungs expand, and the blood flow to flush out toxins. If we have an imbalance in our body because we do not exercise, exert ourselves, sweat, and breathe hard, our body temple may stagnate and retain elements that are not optimal to the work of our higher self. Developing flexibility in our body through yoga, tai chi, or other gentle exercises, developing emotional intelligence through working on our psychology, and developing mental acuity by engaging in what I call playful mindfulness, all directly and positively affect our spirits. Through these practices, we create balanced, beautiful, and expansive auras. So I'm going to share a lot more. This is David Christopher Lewis talking to you on Heart Center Talk Radio. I'm going solo today. Brian is our technician, who I appreciate a lot for facilitating this broadcast. And we're going to be back in just about 3 minutes after this short intermission. Stay tuned.
Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy, and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside, nobody living inside. Gonna
tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the ascended master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
The Read of a Lifetime. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
So we're back, and I'm David Christopher Lewis talking about exercise as a spiritual necessity. You know, I was meditating early this morning in preparation for the show, and I remembered a story about Gautama Buddha, Siddhartha Gautama, who actually was an amazing athlete before he had that experience where he found out when they took him outside of his father's palace and city to see someone who was ill, someone who was dying, and then that set him on his journey to and quest to find an enlightened state of being to help to assuage the pains and the suffering of the world. And I remembered that because, you know, he did have a disciplined life of exercise before that whole saga of his life where he sat under the bow tree and was enlightened. And I also thought about Jesus as a great initiate. And, you know, many people just consider him the Son of God and the Son of God, which I do also. Yet my understanding is that from the time he was 13 till 29, he actually traveled to India. These are called the lost years of Jesus. And imagine what it took to take that long hike from the Holy Land to India and back. I mean, he had to be in shape. And many people believe that Jesus actually learned yoga and learned a lot about the Eastern teachings of Hinduism and even Buddhism from various rishis and very learned lamas in the Far East. And he brought back that knowledge to the Holy Land and utilized it in all of his miracles and in the spiritual work that he did. A friend of mine who passed on a few years ago gave me a statue of Jesus as a yogi sitting in the lotus meditating. And I have it on my desk as a reminder to me that this great master actually was a master of both East and West. And he incorporated the great teachings of the East into his life and mission. I think, you know, if you lead a sedentary life, you'll probably end up in the cemetery earlier than you really should. So those words are almost sounding the same. So I think we all have to get off our you-know-whats and get out there and get moving. And dance is great. You know, a lot of people engage in their elder years as couples and dancing. And you see these elderly couples that are actually in phenomenal shape. And, of course, on TV nowadays, Dancing with the Stars has been a big deal and another number of other offshoots from that program. Being in shape is being spiritually oriented and balanced at a certain level of consciousness. And I think we can go, you know, too far in any one field of activity. Yet I believe that having optimal health and maybe even increasing our lifespan is important for us to fulfill our mission upon this earth. You know, we often judge people at first sight, and first impressions are important. And, you know, how do we look upon someone who's, you know, extremely overweight versus someone whose body is thin and lithe and muscular and really good shape? I mean, we obviously judge people based on this. So although we shouldn't necessarily judge the whole character of the person, it does speak somewhat of who they are by their choices when we observe people who do not care maybe enough about themselves to stay fit and trim. And so I think that we can pray for them, and we can be mindful that we, to ourselves, can make those right choices. Now, I believe laughter is supremely important in maintaining health and kind of the elasticity of our auric fields, because as I've been witness to people's auras who are divinely intelligent and are happy and are full of joy and radiance, they actually do radiate greater light from their auras. So, you know, you've heard of the laughing Buddhas, and some of you may have even seen these YouTubes where somebody on a subway starts laughing, and then pretty soon everyone is laughing. Well, laughing is great because it does actually strengthen our core, and it's good after eating to help us with digestion. It's good all the time, really. I mean, try laughing for 3 straight minutes. It's hard to do. It's actually exercising your solar plexus and your diaphragm and those muscles right in the middle of your being. Now, not everyone is an athlete, yet I believe that we can all improve our health and vitality through an exercise routine. And I'd like to read a little bit more from this book, from the chapter I mentioned, Exercising the Aura, from my book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. Have you ever experienced the rush of energy through your being when you have persisted in an exercise discipline and you reach a state beyond your normal bodily limits? At that point, you are able to drink in certain higher pranic energies of spirit during a stage that some call the runner's high. You persist beyond fatigue and experience the release of endorphins. I believe these are subtle elements of the Holy Spirit released within the prana or chi that enter your lungs, heart, and nervous system. This ether substance is an infusion of light that enters into the circulatory system through deep breathing, and you feel an ecstatic state of bliss and inner joy. I think any of you who have been athletes or who have maybe at one time engaged in athletic activity to some degree have maybe experienced this quiescent state of kind of the rush. And it really is amazing. And, you know, I watch some sports, and I've been a basketball fan all my life because that was my primary sport. And just watching some of these guys soar and jump and dunk is absolutely phenomenal. And the strength, the elasticity, the what we call the virya, or the core strength of their being, is absolutely phenomenal. So I'm going to continue with the book here. Establishing and maintaining harmony in the physical body gives us a certain momentum that we require to balance the final vestiges of our human karma. I believe that in many cases, those who don't exercise will have greater difficulty in accelerating the balancing of their karma. Now, there was a Bulgarian master named Peter Dunov who founded the Great White Brotherhood in Eastern Europe in the early 1900s. And he lived to the age of 81, and he was amazingly fit, very fit at an advanced age. And he could hike in the mountains of Bulgaria near the Rila Lakes. And often he would just outpace all of the younger disciples. And likewise, one of his primary disciples, Omran Mikhail Ivanhoff, continued to lead these energetic exercises even when he was an octogenarian in his 80s. So it's important for us to realize that some of the greatest spiritual proponents of the divine teachings around the world in previous ages and even now have a daily discipline of some form of exercise. You know, I studied the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda because I was born on his birthday. And one of the greatest things that I loved about what he shared in the lessons is the energization exercises. And for a while, I did them regularly, and they just were highly beneficial to me. And I could feel the release of the endorphins. I could feel the pranic energies because we did these exercises outside, entering my being. I felt a greater state of joy. For quite a while in my life, I would jog a mile or 2 miles a day, and sometimes I'd run uphill. And back in Southern California, there was a place that I loved to run that was called Camelot, and I'd go up what was called Ascension Hill. And it was about a mile run up and back, and yet it was intense when you're going, you know, mostly uphill. I can tell you, how wonderful it is to feel that rush of energy in your being. And it's just like, even though there's maybe an initial little bit of discomfort when you are kind of moving through the little pain periods where you're exerting yourself and your muscles are strained a little bit, the runner's high is truly amazing. And you feel greater energy ultimately. So this is David Christopher Lewis. I'm not interviewing someone else today. I'm interviewing myself. And having fun in the process, talking about something that's near and dear to my heart. And by the way, we have a wonderful website. It's heartcentertalkradio.org. We have an upcoming Mayer University course, August 31st and September 7th, called Heliosophy, Sun Wisdom for the Golden Crystal Age. And Ralph Rotz from South Africa will be sharing with us on those two Sundays amazing, beautiful, revelatory teaching. So you can register at mayeruniversity.org, and we encourage you to do so. So we're going to take our next commercial break here. We'll be back in about 3 minutes. Stay tuned for more from Heart Center Talk Radio.
Western Union. Telegram for Bell Hart. Sign him, please. Hey, Tim. This is from Barbara.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
So I'm David, and we're back with our third segment on our program today on exercise as a spiritual necessity. You know, I was thinking of trying to help a friend who recently shared with me that this person would like to magnetize a mate. And, you know, I was thinking, well, one piece of advice, which I didn't give this person, was to get an optimal shape. I mean, to really hone the body temple. And, you know, when we look at our best, when we look our best and when we're in great shape, we magnetize people to us. Because I mentioned earlier, you know, people judge us from first glance. So when you see someone that is absolutely in phenomenal shape, you know, you're kind of drawn to that person. So my advice to this person, who may even be listening or may hear this program later, is get in shape. You know, get, you know, work out the kinks in whatever your system is, whatever your program, whatever your schedule is, to just, you know, be trim and tone and even thin. And I believe that you will attract that person into your life who you are worthy of and who is worthy of you, because you are a beautiful person. Now, in our Heart Center movement, which is the movement that sponsors this radio broadcast for 26 weeks in 2014, we have a vision statement that says we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. I believe in my heart of hearts that when we exercise, we can radiate more light. And I love to exercise outside in nature. I think health clubs are great for many people, and it's good to have that routine, especially if you live in a larger city where there aren't parks around. I live in Montana, and, you know, I just walk outside, and I'm in the mountains, in nature, near the Yellowstone River. There's lots of hiking, fishing, there's rafting, there's you name it here in Montana. And talk about R&R, this is a place where you can do it. So I recommend that you work outside and you garden and do those things where you're exercising both your body and your mind and your spirit and your emotions. So here's another quote from the book. It's important to reserve time for repose, recreation, and silence, especially in nature, to recharge our auras with the light of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we may be drained through our work and other activities. This is not to say that we should be lazy. Those who are very active in their spiritual work and their sacred labor naturally regenerate because movement helps to generate spiritual light. Whether we are primarily doing mental work, physical work, or a combination thereof, the action of serving others also extends itself through our auric field as a blessing and a boon to our own lives. So activity is important. You know, when creatures stop moving, that's when they die. You know, when we stop breathing, that's when the end comes. So we've got to keep breathing. We've got to keep moving. And physical activity and exercise are really crucial for this. And another aspect of this teaching, I believe, is vision. You know, many athletes have a vision of where they are going, what they would like to do, what their goals are. I mean, Michael Jordan was taught a lot by his coach, and you know, Phil Jackson was an amazing coach, and he actually taught both the Los Angeles Lakers and the Chicago Bulls to do yoga and to do some Zen meditation and visualization. And they would spend a certain amount of time visualizing what they desired to accomplish through, you know, the ball going in the hoop, or, you know, the play with the triangle offense working perfectly. And visualization is crucial to see through to the victory what we are attempting to accomplish. If we have goals and we visualize them and we actually put them in writing, I think we can attain them. If we don't have any goals and we don't elucidate them by writing them down, then they become kind of just quasi-goals. They're kind of hanging around the atmosphere, but they're not there right before us in writing for us to check off as we accomplish them. So I'm a firm believer in having step-by-step goals in our lives to accomplish what we were sent here to do. Now, our mission within our Heart Center community is we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Now, what is this higher self? It's really our oversoul or our greater self, and some people call it the higher mind. Some people call it the authentic self or the solar reality of our true being. I believe that exercise of body, soul, and mind helps us to allow our higher self to move through us, to radiate light and love through us to help others. And I've been privileged in this lifetime to share the Ascended Master's teachings through this movement with many individuals. And this book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, How to Charge Your Energy Field with Light and Spiritual Radiance, is really about the greatest blessing that we've released to the earth so far, even though I'm working on other books right now, because it really brings these eternal truths into the practical reality of our daily lives. And I think that for spirituality to be real, it's got to be practical. It can't just be some pie-in-the-sky, nirvanic, blissful thing that you, you know, are off in the ethers dreaming about without doing physical work. And I really, you know, give it to those and appreciate those who are very practical and getting things done. And I think America as a whole, as a nation, the United States of America, is a nation of people who do, who accomplish, who create, who fulfill things and have dreams and visions and goals and make them happen. And, you know, I love this country. I love the people of this country. Everywhere I've traveled around this nation, I've been amazed at the creativity and the virility and the beauty of people. And what I find when I see their auras and when I behold them is that those who are the doers and those who accomplish and are engaged in both, you know, material and spiritual works have these resilient auras. Those who are the beggars, those who are the wannabes, those who feel less than and don't get out there and do are the ones who have clogged up auras. And I think that as a nation, as a people, we have to get out of this mentality that the government has to serve us, that we, you know, we're always there, you know, looking for a handout. We have to get beyond this. We have to recreate our world in the image and likeness of what America and the United States is meant to be, a nation of truth seekers, freedom seekers, those who are invested in truth, justice, and what we call the American way. And I believe that, you know, we are probably about the greatest nation of sports fans in the world because we love physical activity. And why do we like that so much? Because it is about doing and about being and about accomplishment. So even though, you know, moving on past just watching sports on TV, I'd rather be out there doing it myself. Last night I shot 100 free throws because I have one on my in my garage, and by God's grace, I was able to make 91. So I'm going to challenge, Shaq one day. He wasn't necessarily the greatest free throw shooter of all time, but I think I could actually outshoot Shaq at free throws. So Shaq, if you're out there listening, which you probably aren't, I'll travel to wherever you are. We can have a one-on-one for free throws. And if I beat you, hey, you can give me $10,000 and I'll give it to the Heart Center and we'll do more stuff. So anyway, I'm David Christopher Lewis with a little bit of levity there. You can receive a free ebook called Pray, Sing, Dance, and Play with Us by tuning into heartcentertalkradio.org, going online. You can click on the link there to sign up for our monthly newsletter and receive this very important ebook and other timely information about upcoming events and classes. And there's such a plethora of amazing releases of light from the Ascended Masters through me that I've been privileged to bless mankind with these divine revelations. We also have an upcoming free broadcast actually tonight. It's Heart Center. It's on our Heart Center website, and it's a Mayer University free one-hour class from 7 to 8 p.m. Mountain Time, and it's sponsored by a divine being named Afra. Afra, A-F-R-A. And he will speak on brotherhood. And there's a lot of sharing between those who are on the call. The first 20 minutes I share, and then the next 20 minutes we kind of interact a lot. And then the final 20 minutes is kind of like Holy Spirit, and we decide what we're going to do together. So that's 7 to 8 p.m., the Masters Speak, a free monthly series of one-hour dialogues and sharing, free on the heartcenter.org website. So again, this is David Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. We're going to take our final little three-minute intermission right now. Stay tuned for more.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hey, we're back. I'm David Christopher Lewis with Heart Center Talk Radio, and I'm talking about exercise as a spiritual necessity. And I'd like to read one little last clip from my book, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, from this chapter on exercising the aura. And many professional or seasoned athletes have more red in their auric field than non-athletes. Although some people consider red to be a spiritual negative that corresponds to anger, I feel it appears more in athletes because of the concentrated levels of prana that are flowing through their bloodstream due to their physical activity and mastery. Our blood is the carrier of our life force, the energy of the Holy Spirit we draw in through respiration. If you were to look at the dark field microscopy of most athletes and advanced yogis, you would see many vibrant red blood cells coursing quickly and easily through their blood. Their corpuscles flow freely through the tiny rivers of the circulatory system, demonstrating that exercise is a key to both physical and spiritual vitality. So, you know, America is really invested in sports, as I said earlier. And I don't think that any of us should feel guilty exercising and being engaged in various sports, because it really helps us to have balance in our body temple. I watched a little bit of the British Open and saw Rory McIlroy, you know, win. And I have to tell you, I love athletes that are humble, like him and Phil Mickelson and a few others. Maybe more than just a few. I like the guys that, you know, stick up for their teammates and say, well, you know, I did this, but really it was a team effort. Like, you know, I think the winners of the last NBA, you know, season were amazing and working together. And sometimes it's more than just one or two or even three main stars that wins a tournament or wins a championship. Now, I haven't talked today about diet because I think I'm focusing on exercise, but I have to just say that diet is important, and you can exercise and then eat a lot and kind of undo the benefits of the exercise. So you have to include a regimen of good diet as a part of a whole package of a healthy lifestyle. Today, after I swam, you know, that 3/4 mile in our local pool, I came back and we have a cherry tree in our backyard, which the crows and the magpies are just eating a lot of these. So I kind of shooed them away and said, hey, wait a minute, we got to have some of these. And there's nothing like having fresh, tart, ripe cherries right off the tree in your backyard. And I just felt the energy oozing through my being of eating these live little beings off the tree. And I was visualizing this red going into my blood and just making my blood clear and beautiful and expressive of who I am as a spiritual being. So what can you gain from what I'm sharing today? I hope that you're motivated to be your best, to be who you truly are, to live in the present, by focusing on your higher self and incorporating the most blessed understandings of the higher teachings of the Universal Brotherhood in your life, and maintaining that state of equanimity and joy and happiness by really being in shape. Because I think that you will feel better about yourself. Others will comment about you when they see you glowing because you are in shape. You'll have less depression. You know, if you're out in the sun itself helps to eliminate depression. We know this for an absolute fact. The people that get enough sunshine and vitamin D are not depressed very often. So I think that staying in shape and exercising really helps us to find out who we truly are, because I don't think we can get there if we're always depressed or in a state of kind of mindlessness, because we're always focused on our pains, our aches, and our body that's dysfunctional. So let's have functional bodies that serve us well. You know, they are vehicles for our soul. They're vehicles for our spirit. And when we take care of them, we're really honoring the Creator. We're honoring God by saying, you know, I care enough about this temple that you've given me to keep it in the most optimal shape I can. Now, next week on Heart Center Talk Radio, I will be interviewing Hira Ratan Manek, known as HRM. He's the world leader in the sun gazing movement, who rediscovered many of the secrets of solar gazing. And this was, I've actually pre-recorded this program because he's in India, and he's only available certain times, not at the normal time that we have our broadcasts. And he shared some amazing truths that I had not even heard before. So I encourage you to stay tuned next week at the same time, 12 noon Eastern Time, 11 Central, 10 Mountain, and 9 Pacific in the morning on Wednesday, to hear this amazing interview with HRM, the world leader in the sun-gazing movement. He lived in a controlled environment for 411 days without eating anything, because his pineal gland has been enlarged through the science of solar gazing, and it's about two or three times normal the size that most human beings have. So this was a pretty phenomenal interview. He's a little difficult to understand once you get to know the kind of the accent of his Indianized American English accent. You'll just be amazed at some of what he shared. So that's next week. And again, you can go to heartcentertalkradio.org and find many wonderful opportunities there. And we have a few freebies that those of you who may be tuning in for the first time today can partake of, including the ebook that I mentioned earlier. So it's been a great privilege to be with you today on talking about this subject near and dear to my heart, exercise. And again, the three forms of exercise that are important are aerobics, the core strength through weightlifting or resistance, and then elasticity and flexibility through yoga, tai chi, and stretching and other exercises like that. So I'm David Christopher Lewis. This is Heart Center Talk Radio. I thank you again, Brian, for being the man back there in the studio. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings, and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance, and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week. in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com. Call the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? BeingYouClass.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Ornam.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Ornam.com. That's Ornam.com.